producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, much to talk about, so why don't we just get right to it. I did want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time over the next hour, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for all that's going on in the world today, one has to wonder, why is it those that represent we the people on a global scale, it's not happening just here in America, friends, or over in Europe, over in France, over in Germany, or in China, or in Russia, friends, one has to ask, why is it that those that are entrusted to represent we the people globally, friends, why is it that they're asking us to give up our rights rather than to give up our wrongs? You ever thought about that? I mean, it's like politicians and bureaucrats, especially judges, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here, would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos when the opposite is true. Therefore, we're told we should gladly give up some of our rights that God has bestowed upon us for the good of the community. Folks, that is communism. So in other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. Friends, when in fact we don't need more laws, we just need good men to enforce the laws that we have. We're trying to get away from man's 10,000 commandments because we simply want to get back to God's 10 commandments, his moral law. True that. Even if we have to give up some rights in the process, say they, it's always for the good of the majority. They believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. Again, friends, when the opposite is true, crime is always the excuse to give government more power. So one begs the question as to who is the one creating the crime in the first place. Well, who gains from the crime, friends? Those are the ones that are guilty in many cases of actually perpetuating the crimes in the first place. See, because they believe the more laws that we have, the more control, again, thus a better society. In other words, you can't be trusted, friends. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our representatives think this way, as evidenced by their thousands and thousands and thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. Case in point, none other than Senator John Glenn. Why, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. These are the people that are telling us that we need more control and that we need more laws, when in fact, friends, they are not laws. They are called unlaws. Therefore, those that serve we the people on a global scale, friends, are acting as outlaws. Therefore, they're outside of their scope of authority. And instead of the people at large dealing with the few corrupt officials, for some reason they give themselves over, the majority does, to the will of the minority. That is about the most backwards thing I've ever heard. It's about the most backwards thing I've ever seen in all of my life. Why people suffer the abuses of a few, while how many innocent suffer for the few, friends? You know, here, it's been said, and it's true. Mercy to the guilty, friends, is cruelty to the innocent. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And how true is that? Hey, folks, this just adds another control. Now, let me say it this way. When we look at what we're talking about today, speaking of adding new laws that are added to the books each year in this country, no matter how cleverly one looks at this Marxist argument or how it may be made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right that God has bestowed upon you, did you know, friends, that you lose free choice? Let me say that again. The hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. For example, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, they sanction murder. They say that a woman has a right to kill the baby inside of her womb. Well, who does that work for? The innocent in the womb. Maybe some of these people, before they go along to get along, should read the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Maybe that would be a good idea to understand the rule of law and how we're established in this country. But again, keep in mind, whenever you give up a right, friends, you lose a free choice. This just adds another control, because control's real name is bondage. And I want to tell you something. The root of bondage is fear in so many different ways. Filial or diabolical, it matters not. So therefore, the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. See, folks, they step in it every single time. They take both of their feet and they stick them both in their big mouths, don't they? Yep. See, people need to think things through before they agree to what is thrown on them. Is it liberating, or does it bring us back into bondage, friends? So, folks, we could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust, or so our representatives on a global scale would have us believe. Now, keep in mind, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy your privacy, and that's exactly what it does, which is the heartbeat of freedom. Folks, it would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of, guess what, friends? Dignity. That great word found in the dictionary under D-I-G-N-I-T-Y, dignity comes to mind. So therefore, rather than giving up rights, friends, we should be giving up wrongs. See, the opposite of control is chaos. More laws do not make fewer criminals. You just enforce the laws that you have. So therefore, we must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. And let me rewind just a little bit. You live in a society where your governments, the American people, have allowed and allotted and delegated unlawful authority to their representatives to actually teach the young people three strikes and then you're out. They encourage them to commit the crime because the crime works for the bureaucracy, and that's how they make money. People, you need to see things through. You need to think things through before you agree. So therefore, more laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, America, not rights, for a better society. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." And guess what, friends? I want to make sure we can break your shackles before the end of the hour. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got to highlight something really quick here. The American people, over the last, I think, 12 to 15 years, have seen the unstableness of a man by the name of Glenn Beck. They know that everything that he speaks of, for the most part, is premised on his occultic faith. The guy's a lunatic in so many different ways, friends. And listen, this has been building up for a long time. But this guy is so far out there, friends, that you have to get into the Word of God, into the Constitution, so I don't have to keep telling you how the deviations come forth because you don't understand the straightness of God's moral law. And what I'm trying to say here, friends, is Glenn Beck, if he's not taking Scripture and picking Scripture out, like a pigeon picking peas, out of context, of course, and saying, this is what I believe God is saying to America, or if he's preaching a diabolical fear to basically paralyze the American people in so many different ways, well, then I can tell you what he's doing, friends. He's now saying, Glenn Beck now said God allowed Scalia to die in order to highlight the importance of electing Ted Cruz. Now, friends, again, keep in mind, this is a plethora of warnings the American people have had concerning Glenn Beck. When are you going to say enough is enough, folks? This kind of stuff adds strength to your enemy because of the lunacies that you accept. This is weird stuff, friends. Scalia died in order to highlight the importance of electing Ted Cruz? I mean, folks, the bottom line here is, and I'm going to shut the faucet off here. I really don't like going down this vein. But like I said, this has been brewing for a long time. This guy is out there. He's done a lot of good things, not so much as to what he's done, but to open the doors to the people that need to be in position to actually influence the people for the right reasons. He's done much of that. I high-five him for that. I've met him a couple times. But, folks, the bottom line is he's paranoid and he's very fearful. And what he needs, and I've shared this in the past, and I know it's been brought back to him, he needs people that are willing to get in his face and hold his feet to the line because he is out there. And again, friends, this is some weird stuff, again, coming out of the heart of Glenn Beck. God allowed Scalia to die in order to highlight the importance of electing Ted Cruz. I mean, folks, this is just, it's lunacy is really what it comes down to. I had to highlight that. Someone emailed me that this morning, and it's just like, okay, that's enough. I'm going to share with the people. I've hinted at this before. I'm not one to say things behind people's backs. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it directly to him or them. So, folks, if you'd like to download this podcast, please take that little portion and send it to Glenn Beck and say, Bradley said so. And if you'd like to call in at any time and talk to me personally, I would love to do that because the man needs to be confronted. He needs to get away from where he has his feet, my friends, let me tell you. And he needs some people around him that, again, will get in his face and tell him the truth, whether he likes it or not. And apparently he doesn't have that, friends. Getting back to some of the topics in which we're talking about during the first segment, and just laying that out as a premise concerning those that are willing to give up rights for the common good instead of giving up the wrongs, well, that kind of leads me to what happened. I mean, just recently we know that Scalia died. Many people believe he didn't die naturally. This is, well, folks, it's out there. Let me put it that way. I want to say this, because this is the vein that I'm going to be going down right now. President Andrew Jackson said this, and I'm laying this to you and to your candor, America, people. If the Supreme Court in the United States is to be the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then America, you have ceased to be your own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court has now become your ruler. This isn't nothing new. People have watched the Supreme Court usurp time and time and time again the plain common sense meaning of the Constitution of the United States of America, but they tolerate it because they believed and they've been told that once they're appointed, they're there for life. I have a question for you, America. Who told you that? Who told you that they are appointed for life, regardless of what they do, friends? Let me say this again. If the Supreme Court is to be the final arbiter of the Constitution and what it says, then America, you've ceased to be your own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now become your ruler. They commit oligarchy. And folks, you need to also keep in mind, this is a slow takeover. It's called a siege. Siege means a slow takeover. But if the American people would be their own rulers and understand that the Constitution lies in the willingness of the people to actually enforce that document, we wouldn't have any issues with corruption on the bench or in government or in the church first and foremost. Again, I said Judge Scalia died this last week. See, people are now afraid of what Obama will do illegally, might I add, by placing another injustice in Scalia's place. See, they're afraid that, you know, now it's not going to be 4 or 5 anymore. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be 5-4, but it's going to be the other way around. As if to suggest that any judge that sits on any court in the United States of America has a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. Who told you that, America? Who told you those that represent you have a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image? We're talking about plain common sense meaning to what the law says and what it doesn't say. People are afraid of what Obama will do now. They're afraid of Obama, the Obama administration. They're afraid of what Obama's going to do. I mean, this is crazy stuff, friends. See, and then going over to Obama, well, we see that Obama referred over to evolutionary process of placing judges on the Supreme Court. Has anyone ever noticed the fact that every time the evolutionary or evolution that word comes up. Has anyone noticed that the evolutionary process is always one that removes fixed laws? And by the way, laws which cannot be changed, like it or not, like the Medes and the Persians. Has anybody ever taken the time when the word evolution or evolve comes into play, it always removes fixed laws. And then right behind that, they talk about their democratic process and our democracy, which we are not. We are an empire of laws, said John Adams, the second president of the United States, not opinions from a bunch of immoral criminals that want to rule the roost, regardless if you like it or not. Who told you that once they are appointed, they stay there for life? Who told you that? Well, let me go to Article 3, Section 1 of the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in the Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress, you, America, may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges both of supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. So wait a second. Their time in office is only held during good behavior. Good, which is a conformity to truth in which the law makes reference to. God is good. Man is not outside of Christ. So why is it that the American people are led to believe, taking it a step further, now the judges can vote any direction that they want to against or for the law and the American people are to accept it? Where are you getting this that you need to be afraid of the Supreme Court of the United States of America because you don't know what direction they're going to vote? It doesn't matter, folks. They are not there to make law, to legislate law, or to be paid by a bunch of activists or special interests to go ahead and tear down law. Their job is to discover and apply law. That is it. Nothing more, nothing less. And might I add, they put their hand on the Bible and they swore to God and man with their hand up in the air, swearing to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God. By the way, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that means in your backyard. So wait a second, if they're not there to maintain and uphold the enumerated laws in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, and if they stand in contrast to what their duty is, their sworn duty, the oath that they themselves took willfully, and they stand against that, then it's time for the American people to stand up and remove them rather than to suffer the abuses of a few, America. It's time to wake up. America, who told you that? I guarantee you, it wasn't your forefathers. It wasn't the Word of God. And it sure wasn't the Constitution of the United States of America. Right? We're going to come right back to that. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, it's interesting. I just pulled up our website and someone posted on there, can somebody please read this guy the First Amendment and get him a library card? Wow, geez. Wow. To your own demise, you stick to your own self-righteous stupidities, some of you people. And then you wonder why you're in trouble, because you're giving a free pass to those that are supposed to judge according to the discovery of law rather than to be dictated by a bunch of oligarchists. My goodness, friends, you're outdoing yourself, some of you. I mean, are you talking out of your high school education where you've been indoctrinated in this country, friends? I think many do. And then again, they wonder why they're in bondage, but they would have it that way. They don't understand real liberty runs in the channels of holiness in Christ. Whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, not outside of that. Oh, I wish I could get some people on the radio that used to know me in my rock and roll days, because they would say the guy that you're listening to right now is not the same guy. Praise God. That's how he's glorified, that the flesh should not glory in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Now, folks, going back to my point concerning what we were talking about during the last segment, Article 3, Section 1, that judicial powers of the United States had been invested by the American people and delegated by the American people to represent, to sit on the bench and to have the privilege to sit on the bench, are there to discover law, not to create it. Not to be a bunch of activists. And then when we go on in Article 3, Section 1, it says that the judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, they all do the same thing, by the way, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Is it good to break the law? Is it good when you see the judges work against the Constitution and the enumerated laws? No, folks, again, keep in mind, these are the ones that are talking about our democracy, and we're not a democracy, friends, but if you don't know the difference, that's how it works for them. That's how they get away with what they get away with. They're getting away with whatever you let them get away with, friends. Lawlessness. Sons of Belial. Now, this all started about 15 minutes ago, friends, when I was talking to Judge Scalia and when he just died recently. And people are afraid of what Obama's going to do illegally again. America's standing back. Oh, we're afraid of what he's going to do. We know that he's not lawful. We know that he's not really there for the good of the American people. No, he's there to fundamentally transform America. But America already knows that. And they're afraid of him. All 318 million people are afraid of big, bad, effeminate Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, or whatever other name he might have. And then I brought you over to Article 3, Section 1. And I told you that they sit during good behavior. And no, they are not appointed for life. And who told you that? 1-866-582-9933. Tell me who told you that judges are appointed for life. I need to know. Hey, just call me what you will. Maybe it's innocence. Maybe. I don't know. But what I'm reading here doesn't tell me they can sit during bad behavior. It doesn't tell me that they can sit during lawlessness. It doesn't tell me that they're activists. It doesn't tell me that they legislate the pith and the marrow and that every jot and tittle from the law. Through their corrupt interpretation, because America, you don't understand. They speak down at you, America. And they're about as immoral as they can be. They're about as debased as they can possibly be. Point proven here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she doesn't have any business whatsoever sitting on the bench. Here, I'll say it again. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has no... Folks, she should be incarcerated for the things that have come out of her mouth. As a matter of fact, it wasn't a year and a half ago. She was over in Egypt, talking about how she was ashamed of our Constitution. And they weren't to blueprint their government according to the American Constitution, which liberates people. No! Far be it from that. See, people, these people are condemned of self. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. They're in their sin and they would have it so. Going on, Stephen Breyer, what about him? He has no business there. John Paul Stevens, he has no business on the bench. So does Mayor. She has no business. She's an internationalist, friends. Alina Kagan is a lesbian, a radical lesbian, known for queerifying Harvard. She's also known for attacking our own military, yet Barack Obama appoints her to the Supreme Court justice, in which she has never judged a case a day in her life. But most people didn't know that because it was the Republicans that actually confirmed her seat. But guess what they kept out of the limelight, friends? What I just told you. And let me tell you something, friends, it gets a whole lot worse than what I just told you concerning Alina Kagan. And also keep in mind, notice who they are putting upon the Supreme Court just in time for illegal immigration, gun control. By the way, I'm not done, so let me get back to my point. Homosexual marriage, anti-gunners. Wow! The Supreme Court now has anti-gunners, pro-sodomites, and pro-murderers on the bench. And the American people, again, are trying to figure out what's going on. By the way, friends, if you didn't know a little of your history, the Machiavellian government was destroyed because of a lack of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. And that's exactly how the American people are destroyed today and are being destroyed today, because of a lack of impeachments. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, John Paul Stevens, Sotomayor, Alina Kagan, Sandra Day O'Connor, John Roberts, folks, they're breaking the laws of our constitutional republic. They're trying to give way to European law, is what they're trying to do. Folks, let me put it this way. They have no business on the bench. Yes, I said that. They have no business whatsoever to sit on that bench. They're a bunch of communists. They're a bunch of anti-American constitutionalists, friends. They're not for you. They're working with Barack Hussein Obama. So remove them as well. Again, they're nothing less than a bunch of activists attempting to legislate away the rights that God has bestowed upon you. Paid activists. Folks, it's called treason. Hey, folks, when you go to Psalm 94, verse 20, it states, "Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, godly America?" I'm not being facetious, but your foundations are premised on a godly heritage. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Is that what you're saying today? Yeah, what do? They call it law when in fact it's the furthest thing from law. It's antithetical to law. It's contrary to law. It violates law. It transgresses law. That is the definition of sin, 1 John 3:4. Amos 5:7, who you turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. You know, if you do a little commentary search on that, Matthew Henry namely, you'll find out that many of these judges are bought and paid for. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, and I speak to those that are at war with God's law, good luck. And yes, I'm being facetious. There's a war between you and God's law. The Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like ten great cannons, are pointed at you today. And keep in mind, my friends, that in the law, the Spirit, and in the Spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. That's why crime's being uncovered on a daily basis. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. And see, folks, those that mean to rule over you want to get rid of God because they don't want to be revealed for who they really are. They're at war with him. Spurgeon goes on, for you have all broken God's statutes, and live in daily neglect of all his commandments, not his suggestions. Soul, said Spurgeon, you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, and when the great book shall be opened, and all your sin and shame shall be punished, and rightly so. Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Hey, friends, I know this is contrary to what you hear from the little effeminate pulpits in America today, but do keep in mind that God is angry with the wicked every day. And speaking of corrupt officials in this country, you might want to take time first to study the past and read the Word of God, and you'll find out how it aligns itself one with another perfectly. Perfectly. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, has meaning. You better see it his way either now or else you will see it on Judgment Day. And if the American people understood that, we could arrange that meeting real and in a short order, friends. Let me tell you that. These people are at war with God. Hey, friends, just ask them. Just ask them. Now they're trying to disarm you. I told you, America, that if you think things are bad now, just wait. He's got one more year to go ahead and destroy at will because you've let him destroy at will over the last 7 years. Come on, America. I can't blame somebody else for what's going on in our country. We have to take responsibility and deal with the issues at hand. First, between us and our Creator. Because we need to stand and fight for a future for what we have left. And again, I always say it, we still have the freedom by the grace of God to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom? Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. Federal judge, still speaking of judges here, listen to this federal corrupt judge. Listen to what he said. Concerning the ranchers out there in Oregon who are getting their land stolen from under their feet, literally, by the Clinton administration, namely Hillary. Interestingly enough, we know that she has been busted selling uranium ore that just happens to be on those ranchers' lands, where the ranchers are trying to bring it to the attention of the American people that there's federal corruption going on, because they're saying that those that are supposed to represent we the people are actually committing the act of treason by selling off their land from underneath their feet to America's sworn enemies, namely the Russians. Okay? This is what the federal judge is doing to divert attention away from the real issues at hand. Cliven Bundy, said this federal judge, must remain in jail. He is lawless and violent. Can anybody back up his statements? Hey, friends, can anybody back up his statements that the Bundys, Lavoie, Vinicum, any of these people, friends, any one of them, can they back up the fact that they're lawless and violent? Nope, just the exact opposite. They're a threat to tyranny. And the federal judge knows that's exactly the problem that they're having. This is why they're trying to bury this. I got a question for you again, friends. Just let's go over to the conservatives really quick. Which one of the talking heads across the country outside of this one has been bringing this issue in Oregon to the light? I'm talking about mainstream. Which one? And why is it that they said absolutely nothing? because they didn't want to put their neck on the line for freedom, friends, because they don't love it enough. It's about what they can get out of the deal. That's why they remain silent. And that's, again, America, why America's in trouble. But going back to this federal judge, this injustice, he said that Cliven Bundy must remain in jail because he's lawless and violent. No. He's a threat to injustice, friends. And America, you need to hear what's going on in your country, because it's happening over and over, day after day, week after week, month after month. I mean, just think about this. Lavoie Finicum, ambushed by the federal government on the backside of an Oregon highway, shot to death while disarmed. And for some reason, the ranches are lawless and violent. This is the definition of totalitarianism, friends. The ranchers trying to wake up Americans to the fact that their government is selling off their land to Russians for uranium ore. And for some reason, it's the ranchers that are lawless and violent. Now keep in mind, also keep in mind, from those that serve we the people, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, those that are saying that you need to be more tolerant, keep in mind, those are the ones that are advocating the murder and the selling off of baby parts in the womb. You have been so outdone, America, it sickens me to the core. And the Republicans have sat back and done the same thing, because there is no difference. John Adams said, "There's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other." Again, friends, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Folks, patriots are only dangerous to the lawless. This is why the governments, the corrupting government in this country, are attacking anybody that opens their mouth. Another topic I wanted to hit was Black Lives Matter. They protest, America. Listen, the Black Lives Matter, all 15 of them, all 15 of them, friends, the protester warns of a coming race war. Folks, who's adding gas to Black Lives Matter? Besides, of course, the Christian girl, Beyonce, the whore herself, who said, out of her own mouth, that she's empowered by a spirit named Sasha. Sasha can do things that I can't naturally do. She's talking about demonic forces, friends. Out of her own mouth, she said that. But she's the only one that's actually stirring up this anti-police rhetoric in the United States of America, while all you good folks were sitting around watching a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on. Good for you. And you tolerated it. Who gave exposure to Black Lives Matter, friends? Well, as a matter of fact, just today, Black Lives Matter actually blocked up some roads and highways in Chicago from them that work, so they couldn't get to work. What are they doing? They're trying to incite domestic insurrection, and you do need to understand these useful idiots that are a part of Black Lives Matter. You do need to understand this is a communist manifesto. Okay, coming to the light. It's tangible. It's manifesting, friends. It's the Russians that are doing all of this, along with this administration, while Russia and China poises themselves to strike America. You can mark my words on that one. I've been saying it for years. And rest assured, friends, Muslims that are being brought into this country, they are just simply trying to use them to create instability within so they can attack from without. Mark my words, friends. Mark my words. Mark them. And furthermore, all of you bloggers and all you little wackos that don't have anything better to do with your time but to bite on my heels, why don't you go ahead and go back to all of my radio shows and you show me the inaccuracies of what we have said on this radio show. I had a guy not too long ago come up to me and say, "Bradley," he did sound for us in all the high schools that we've done. He goes, "Bradley, you know, when we first started doing these schools," he said, "I thought you were crazy." Now, 15 years later, he just told me this about a month and a half ago, friends. He said, "Everything you were talking about in them schools," he said, "is exactly what we're dealing with in this country today." I said, "Praise God. He's the prophet, is he not? He's alive forevermore. He hasn't changed. He's faithful. Even when we're faithless, he still remains faithful. But again, friends, I want you to rest assured, Black Lives Matter, all 15 of them, are being used as useful idiots, just like Beyonce, to only stir up domestic insurrection. They're trying to create a civil war, and it's going to get worse. If you refuse to deal with the issues at hand concerning corruption in your government, things are going to get worse. And by the way, just to make sure as to what I'm saying, cross-check me, get the Constitution out and lay it right on that rock called the Bible, okay, before we have a conversation. And then you're going to understand who your enemy is. You're going to understand those that mean to destroy you. They're not the ones correcting you, friends. They're the ones telling you what you want to hear. And keep in mind, out of personal experience, just last year during the Minnesota State Fair, I guess according to the Minneapolis, the communist news here, it's called the Star and Tribune. They call it the Star. They posted on the front page of the papers that there was a huge protest with Black Lives Matters and their Protestants. Man, they're doing what the church is doing, but for the wrong reasons. They should be doing, I should say. But interestingly enough, friends, I was at the Minnesota State Fair, and there wasn't any protest. But see, as they say, I'll take the pictures, then I'll create the war. Yep, that's exactly what they're doing today, and the American people don't know the difference. The wicked flee when none pursueth, Proverbs 28. They had a booth at the Minnesota State Fair, friends of Black Lives Matter. Two times, folks, you need to understand there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people at the Minnesota State Fair every day for 12 days. I noticed that Black Lives Matter had a booth there. Three times I walked by there, only one time did I see one person talking to someone behind the booth. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Folks, these are useful idiots attempting, well, being used to attempt to create domestic insurrection. Folks, don't pay attention to just what's going on inside of your country. Pay attention as to what's going on outside of your country. And again, mark my words, China and Russia, the Muslims and the Black Lives Matters, communists, atheists, and the such are simply being used as useful idiots to create domestic insurrection. Watch for China and Russia, and you can hold me to my words, friends.
Well, we're definitely speaking forth the truth here in the Sons of Liberty, and it's day in and day out. It's not a 9-to-5 to us. It's a 24/7 to us, because we want to see our nation restored, and we cannot do it without your support. For those of you who are sons and daughters of liberty, we want to say thank you so much for your faithful support of this ministry to get out and seek and save that which is lost, to bring forth the truth, going back to the Bible, the Constitution, our founding forefathers, so on and so forth, preaching this message on the housetop, on the rooftops, literally, across America and even beyond, internationally as well. But for those of you who are not yet sons and daughters of liberty, I cannot emphasize enough, we cannot do what we do without the support of people who want the truth to be heard across this nation and beyond. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you click on that button, you can see different levels of membership that you have to choose from. Every person who becomes a son or daughter of liberty gets a beautiful certificate. In fact, we had a husband and wife who signed up separately because they each wanted their own certificate. So please do go and sign up today. Support this cause. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty.
I love you by what we do here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:2, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.